I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I'm in my dressing room. It's Sunday night. Dragging a little bit, but the show should be great. We've got Karen and Candace from Potomac. I have all these shady questions to ask Karen about her husband's taxes, and I just found out her husband's here. Oh, God. Tonight will be interesting. I'll see you in there.
Despite tax problems, her husband's still a genius, and she's got no problem spilling about her man's penis. It's Watch What Happens Live with Karen and Candace from Potomac now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, nursing my post Cinco de Mayo hangover with two of Potomac's most refreshing glasses of water. She is Potomac's grand dame, whose issues this season have been, in a word, taxing. Here to break it all down, it's Real Housewife of Potomac, Karen Huger. Hey, Brandy. And she's the new girl on the block who hosted a picnic without napkins and has continued to be messy ever since. Please welcome new Potomac housewife, Candace Dillard. Hey, Candace. Great to see you. Giving us a pageant wave.
Of course, yeah.
What pageant? What was your big pageant?
Unlike what Ashley said, it is the Miss United States pageant, and everyone knows what it is, darling.
Ooh.
We all know.
I don't know what it is.
Well, Andy,
I hosted the Miss USA. Is it that?
Miss USA is separate, but Miss America is also separate. So there are hundreds of pageants.
Okay.
Miss United States is among the top five.
Okay.
Yes.
Over at the bar, she is no DJ James Kennedy, but her DJ skills have graced Coachella and the Vanity Fair Oscar party. Ever heard of those? Download her new single, Wait, out now. It's Chantel Jeffries. Hey, Chantel. Great to see you. Hi. Happy belated birthday.
Thank
you. Just a couple
minutes ago. Happy birthday.
Karen, things got a little hairy for you at bubble soccer last week.
Oh,
we
got to
take a look at that.
That's wet. I'm happy, but at the same time, no, girl, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's do this. Okay, listen.
Oh,
we good. No, we good. Look. Hold on, damn it. It's time.
You had a sister.
Hold on. It was just a wig shift. In 20 years of wearing wigs, trust and believe I know how to lock it down.
Yes, you do. You did lock that down.
I have to say,
I would imagine that would be probably the number one thing that you don't want to have happen in front of a camera, right?
Not really. Really? It's yeah. happened to me before, honestly.
Has it?
Oh, yes. This isn't the really? First camera. This oh. is the first rodeo.
What exactly?
Oh.
So what was it? Did you get hot?
No, like, you know what it was. You had that bubble soccer and that darn heat.
But you weren't in the bubble, Karen.
Hold on. The heat melted the glue. Let's be real.
Oh,
every
really?
Wearer knows that.
Yes.
So you got to lock it down. But you know, you got to own it. My
it's
wig
on,
is blown off
tonight.
And hit the ground. I picked it up and didn't miss a step. Put it right back
all
on.
Right. Candace, since you're the new girl, I want to go through the other ladies. Tell me what your first impression was of each of them, okay?
Okay.
What was your first impression of Charisse?
Auntie.
First impression of Giselle?
Ashy.
Robin?
Sweet.
Ashley?
Messy as hell.
Monique?
That's Bay. I love Monique.
Karen.
Karen is like mother, sister, sister friend. I love
okay,
Karen.
Thank you very
yes.
much, Candace. I know you have questions for Karen and Candace, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, after a surprise move to Great Falls in the dead of night, Karen ended last season of Potomac with everyone wondering if she was in some kind of trouble. This season, the IRS hit the fan. Take a look.
The way I received the information about race and business taxes was through a third party.
Apparently, she had no idea any of this $5 million tax situation was happening.
She was just signing stuff, sign.
It would be much easier to just live in your truth than to walk around trying to remember your lies.
Come on, Karen. Tell us what's really going on.
I don't believe that you did not know. Some of the other ladies agree that you knew this all along.
I just don't believe that Karen's being truthful about her current situation.
Oh, I am.
And it's okay if you're not okay, Karen. If you're about to go bankrupt, you can say it. It's fine.
Okay, I want to hear from you at home. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us. The women are all doubting Karen on all season. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you believe Karen? While your votes are coming in, here's what. It's time for the first annual Watch What Happens Live press conference. Karen, I have water and a pen and pencil for you. All right. Did you really not know about Ray's tax issues?
I really didn't know, but let's keep it real, ladies. Andy, have you ever laid on the pillow for 20 years with the same man? He mentioned it to me. And I didn't remember because he didn't hold a press conference with me. And he certainly didn't hold a conversation. He said, I'm handling it. But I want to thank you. You made me a better listener as a wife. That's why he's still sitting in the front of the audience with me.
Yes, he is right here. So why don't you and Ray file your taxes together after 21 years of marriage?
Choice, honey. Choice. And look at me. I don't blame Ray for not putting me on his checking account. You know me better, baby. I spend a lot of money.
You said Ray has settled on a deal. Is it? It's all done?
Look, this was a business issue. Ray has handled it. It's in our rearview mirror. And, hey, I feel fabulous. I've moved on. We're in a great place. We're good?
Okay. By the way, you say you didn't sell your house for less than its listing price because of back taxes.
Oh.
Is that true?
I didn't, honey, I didn't sell my house. My husband orchestrated it, yes.
Yes.
So right. I don't really know what it sold for,
okay.
But we were happy.
The audience, you're still having a little trust issue with the audience, so we'll get into that. Okay, second,
aww.
New Potomac housewife Candace may have come from the world of pageants, but something tells me she's not here to win Miss Congeniality. Well. Want proof? Take a look.
Hi,
Robin.
Robin.
This is Candace.
I'm Candace.
Nice to meet you.
I was just...
That ring is pretty darn big.
But did your mom buy that ring?
Really? Really serious? You're unmarried. You're referring to me as a bitch?
Yes. You made a shady bitch comment.
What?
Geriatric granny, don't talk
really
to me. All
right.
Apology.
My friend.
I don't know you either.
I don't know you, so you need to apologize to the person that you
are you
offended.
Her mother, though?
No.
So
friend.
Remain seated.
No.
Remain seated
offended.
With your green.
So shut the f- up.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You can shut
yes.
the f- up.
Okay.
You and your wig can shut the f- up.
Child, it definitely looks like Candace decided to take Monique in my advice. Hurricane Candace really does exist.
All right, here's what that brings us to our next poll, which is whose side are you on, Candace or Charisse and Giselle? Go to WWHL.TV and vote now. All right, the votes are coming in. Candace, were you surprised at the friction that you had on the trip tonight?
I wasn't.
wasn't surprised because old bitches are going to scream. They're going to holler. That's what they do. And I was
she
ready,
mean
though.
That as a general broad statement of all of
old. Not all old.
Okay, we can be
yes,
sad.
Yes. Right. Just okay, the ashy ones.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. It looks like you guys are on Candace's side. Next week's Potomac, the rumors about Karen's alleged side piece named Blue Eyes have her seeing red. Here's what. Here's a look. Take a look at this sneak peek.
They also came at me with the Blue Eyes thing, and I was able to shut that down quite quick.
I actually have several male friends.
If something is going on, you can say it. Do you and Ray have an arrangement? Is that what it is?
Ray and I have always known about this accusation, and we're stronger than ever.
Why would you continue to
bring
him around?
Bring him around. We are friends.
So you've never been physical?
Ashley, has Michael been physical with that man in London?
I can tell you firmly, Karen, no, he has not.
Okay, and I can tell you
firmly,
I have
not.
If
someone
just
said something, last night we were having our cocktails after everybody went to bed.
Right.
You mentioned that Ray asked you for a divorce.
All right, and Ray is here with your fiancé. And I should mention, is your fiancé, who
Susman.
I think is unmiked,
Susman.
Yes. Was he unhappy that you put his penis on blast like that?
Babe, were you unhappy?
Hey, he's not mic'd, so I'm asking you.
He's used to the extraness that is Candace, so it was just par for the course. He got over it.
All right.
Yeah.
Karen, yes. Fiancé wants to know if you're still debt-free and loaded.
Thank God I'm still debt-free and loaded in gifts of many ways. Purse, coins, wallet, chiclets, you name it.
Yes.
I got it.
The water cooler wants to know, Candace, did you feel any type of betrayal by Monique for not debriefing you on what not to talk about to the ladies?
No, I think Monique did the best she could to prepare me for this group. There's only so much that you can say. You just have to kind of go through it. And I was scraped over the coals, child, and I came out. I'm still here.
Karen, did you think Giselle did the t-shirt thing to be nasty, or do you see any
Giselle
humor in it?
Giselle has issues. She's like Chucky in drag, running around with a butcher knife, waiting to stab everyone she calls a friend in the back. But, you know, my thing about Giselle is we share a unique relationship. Do I love her? No. Do I like her? Yes. And is she in timeout? Absolutely.
She's in timeout.
Hell yes.
Yes.
She has too much time on her hands.
It's ridiculous.
She's bored.
Let's go to Shay from New York. Hey, Shay, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I have a question for Karen.
Okay.
Karen, how have your spending habits changed?
Drastically. Oh, my God. I'm on a budget. But you know what? It's a welcome budget because I'm a better version of who I was.
That car didn't seem like you were on a budget.
You know, but that was a gift to myself. And okay. That was before. Let's just be real. Let's keep it real.
Okay.
And that
Ray
was like before I heard the news.
Okay.
So
that was
honestly,
before you heard the news.
Honestly,
okay.
Before I heard. I probably wouldn't have done it, baby, after that. But I got to keep it now.
Got it. Jeffrey MS415, does Candace regret telling the ladies that her mother pays for some of her things?
I don't, because that's my truth. That's what, right. And I live in that. And familial wealth, it's family wealth. I don't regret or not want to acknowledge what my mother has done for me, because it is what it is.
Sarah P. wants to know, Karen, can you please explain why you were so upset with Robin simply for repeating what you said to the other women?
You know what? I trusted Robin, and you guys got to see very little of that scene.
Yeah.
This went on for hours and
right.
hours. And it meant the world to me that she was there for me. But then to have her be the deliverer of my news to the group of girls who she knew did not have my back, she had an ulterior motive. So, yes, I'm upset.
Could you see watching that press conference how it seemed like you didn't want to answer the questions?
You know what, Andy, honestly, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done the press conference, but it was supposed to be humorous, and I did get what I wanted. I threw this press conference to press the hell out of these women to see who really was my friend. And quite honestly, everybody had a question mark over them after that press conference. So I'm happy. I can live with my truth.
Let's go to Marie from Alabama. Hey, Marie, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Karen.
Yes.
I love you, Karen.
I love you too, baby. Go ahead, give it to me. Right. What's your question? Bring it.
This my question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Robin is looking for love in all the wrong places with Warren?
Yeah, they shared a kiss tonight.
You know what? I have told Robin this, and now I'm going to tell the world this. I like Juan better than I like Robin, okay? Period. So I wish them well, but that is my truth, and so I'd be biased, Andy.
Zach R. emailed, Candace, do you regret anything you've done on the show so far?
No. I have been authentically Candace.
I felt like the women were really hazing her at the bubble soccer.
It's the burning sand.
And it's getting old. Yes. I was looking for napkins, but she answered me.
Yes,
and
no, you were not being shady.
I was not being shady, but I just think it's getting old, hazing the young girl coming in. We've all been young
women.
Jealous
much, right.
And so why do that? It looks stupid and silly to me, and
agreed.
I got you back.
Karen Profin 14 said, do you think Charisse is being shady towards Candace?
You know, Charisse is a grown woman, and our relationship has grown a lot. But at that very moment, it was a little messy. It was it was unnecessary.
She was unnecessary.
But Charisse has grown a lot, and she's gone through a lot. So I wish it hadn't have happened. That's why I wanted to get off the bus.
It's game time, everybody. Since I have Karen and Candace here, I thought I'd settle the age-old question: who knows Bravo better, a Potomac OG or a Potomac newbie? Let's find out with Bravowood Squares Bravo Edition. Pick a square and listen to that Bravo-related statement, then agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row wins. Karen, you're first. Hey, stars.
Hey.
Karen, pick a star.
Let's see. Let's do Kyle Richards.
Kyle Richards. Kyle, what do you got?
Connie Chung gave Andy whiskey on Watch What Happens Live.
Did she give me whiskey on Watch What Happens Live?
I hope so.
She did not. She gave me a strain of weed.
Oh,
Candace gets the square. Candace, what's your pick a star?
I like Captain Sandy. She's a boss.
Captain Sandy? Okay, you are playing tic-tac-toe here. Captain Sandy.
Kenya Moore threw Kim Fields' Tupperware off of a boat.
Did Kenya throw Kim's Tupperware off of a boat?
No.
Yes, she did. Karen gets the square. It won't matter because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
I got a strategy,
so Karen,
Andy.
Pick a star.
You know I'm going with Jack Taylor.
Jax. Okay, very good. Jax, what do you got?
Siggy got her feelings hurt when Margaret referred to her as sloppy.
Yep.
Is that true?
I say true.
Nope. Soggy. She referred to her as soggy. Okay, Candace gets the square. Candace?
Okay, let me get it right this time. Reza.
Yes, for the win. You're going to go for Reza. Reza, what's your statement?
Okay.
Jeff Lewis and Gage have a baby named Monroe.
Agree or disagree? Is Jeff's baby named Monroe?
Yes.
Yes, you get the right. You win. Very good. Thanks for playing. All right, Karen, Paige M wants to know what you think about Giselle and Ashley's new friendship.
I wish them well, but I don't believe in it, no.
You don't?
No, not at all.
It's foolishness.
Candace, Mallow Veronique wants to know if you've ever stood up to your mom.
All the time, but you have to be careful because she'll snatch me up real quick.
Really?
So I have to be careful when I do it.
Let's go to Jeremy from Chicago. Hey, Jeremy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I cannot believe this is real right now. My question is for Candace.
Okay.
I want to know why you didn't say something right away to Charisse when she made that comment about your mom.
Why didn't you say something right away to Charisse when she made the comment?
Oh, because my mother taught me to respect my elders, and I wanted to be respectful in the moment.
I will say, you're doing a lot of age shaming.
Well, they
with the
started
other women.
It.
Why? You mean because they were shaming you for being young?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Return serve, Andy.
Okay. Return.
Jill S. emailed, why did you let Charisse's comments get so under your skin when it was clear she was joking?
Mm. Well, they didn't get under my skin, so to speak. It was more so I needed to establish boundaries early in the relationship, and I felt like she was overreaching, and I need to let her know right away, madam, bitch, sit down.
Let's go to Jasmine from Myrtle Beach. Hey, Jasmine, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for both of the girls,
okay.
Karen and Candace.
Okay.
I was just wondering how they would feel if they were in Ashley's situation when it comes to her husband threatening divorce if she continues to help her take care of her mom.
That's a tough one.
No,
right?
It's very hard. And having known Ashley before, it's hard to watch. And I've tried to give her advice, and I don't know. I think she does need to create boundaries with her mom, but it's hard because that's her husband. So I don't know.
You know, I told Ashley, look, Michael has been doing a lot of extra, and
yes.
She needs to meet him halfway. And I even told her, slide some money under the table to your mother. But she said she did that and she got
yes.
caught. But my thing is, it's a very difficult situation. I wouldn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No.
Marriage is difficult enough, and to be put in this situation, my heart, I can't believe I'm saying this, goes out to Ashley.
Yes.
Well, you started out rough. Now I'm remembering. Yes.
Good, Andy. Good memory.
Yes, okay. I'm just jogging. I'm just playing it back in my
she's
mind.
She's not been that great from the chair this season either, let's just say. I'm watching with the viewers, and yeah. I'm shocked.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Real Housewife of New Jersey, Danielle Staub. She got married this weekend. Danielle, congratulations. No idea what song was playing when the bride and groom had their first dance, but I doubt it was this one.
Then why am I so scared to be close to you? Real close to you. So close to you. Real close to you.
The best, the best, the best. Today's shackle goes to this moment of subconscious shade thrown by Katy Perry on American Idol tonight after Luke Bryan tried to comfort a contestant by telling them to shake it off. Oh, even though the old Taylor might be dead, this old tired feud just will not die. I want to thank Karen, Candace, and Chantel for being here. Guys, it's the after show with Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace and Karen. Behind the bar, it is Chantal Jeffries. Chantal's new single, Wait, featuring Offset and Vori, is out now. You can download it. You're online right now. You can download Wait right here while you're watching this show. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jamar Warren. I'm calling from Flint Township, Michigan.
Hey, Jamar, what's your question?
I want to know, if Karen could fire one cast member and bring someone from another franchise on, who would it be?
Okay, if you had to fire a cast member and then bring someone from another franchise, who would it be?
That's a horrible question.
It really is.
But if I could fantasize, I'd fire Giselle.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd bring on the coolest chick.
Who?
Another version of me. That's with you. No, Cynthia Bailey. I would bring Cynthia Bailey.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Russell. I'm calling from New Jersey. My question is for Candace.
Okay.
I wanted to know, since you're such a iconic pageant winner, who do you think on the cast would be the least likely to win a pageant?
The least likely. Probably Robin. She just doesn't seem like she's got the je ne sais quoi pageantry. Like,
okay.
No shade.
Okay.
She don't have it. Giselle, she said she had linebacker shoulders. So you can't have linebacker shoulders and be a pageant queen.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Debbie Love, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hey, what's your question?
Am I quick? Andy, I love you.
Thank you.
And my question is for Karen.
Yes.
Karen, you go, girl.
Amen.
This is Blue Kisses. And I want to know, you told your story season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll write a book to kind of delve into some of the challenges you had to face to get to where you are now, to live out loud, boldly, and proudly.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, absolutely. There's a book to be written.
Yes.
But it has to be the right time. Mm-hmm. Right now is my daughter's time. She's going to be a senior this year. But I have a story to tell with chapters and chapters and chapters. So yeah. it will be done. I just need the right opportunity. But
you
thank
you. Do you have a ghostwriter?
God, no. I'm nowhere near it. No, I'm busy with La Dame fragrance, mm-hmm. you know, working night and day on that.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Shonda from Jersey.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Candace.
Okay.
I wanted to know how her wedding planning is going and will she be inviting any other girls to the wedding?
How are your wedding plans going?
Wedding planning is a nightmare.
Okay.
But we're making it through. Like, it's happening.
When is it? Next year?
It's this year.
Oh, it's this year.
It's like 3 months away.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
Right.
Thank you. We're going to make it, yes. Yeah. And would I plan to invite, at this moment, everyone is invited except for Giselle.
Okay.
That could change. If
right.
somebody
mm-hmm.
shades me, you out.
All
so
right.
we'll see what happens.
I want to thank Karen and Candace and Chantel for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.